Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How many of you have ever looked at those fun little puzzles that kind of come around every once in a while that are meant to trick your mind? You know what I'm talking about? You know, the lines that are drawn that are parallel, but if you look at them, because of the way your eyes are designed to look at the world, they look curvy. Do you know what I'm talking about? If you put a series of parallel lines together, you can't help but think that they're actually moving, and they're not. Or you might have seen a picture where there's a box, and it tricks your depth perception. And so when you look at it, it looks the same, and you can sometimes see a big person and a small person, and it just throws you off, and then they're actually standing pretty close together. There's a funny thing that our head does. And often we filter out all kinds of things because we have to. And one of the ways you find that out is if you've ever recorded something with a really nice recorder. I have this really nice digital recorder at home that I use. And when you record something, it picks up everything. But your mind filters it out. So right now, the lights are buzzing. Now you might hear them. You probably don't pay attention. There's a little bit of water running. Sometimes the sound system has a slight hum to it. There's cars driving by, and if you listen closely, you can hear them going by. There's people sitting around you breathing, and you don't notice that. And there's all kinds of things that you filter out. And if you ever travel, and you go to a culture that you're not used to, one of the things that can happen is you'll get exhausted really quickly, not just because you've traveled somewhere else in the world, but often because you're not used to the sounds. If a different language is spoken, you don't know how to filter that out. If the music has a slightly different sound to it or different beat, you can't necessarily filter that out. And if the signs or the paint and everything looks different, your mind doesn't quite know what to do. I mean, have you ever noticed when you drive by somewhere, you've never noticed a building before? And then suddenly when someone starts to do something, you see it. Or they paint it or something like that. I sometimes think that maybe that's a little bit of what happened with the apostles in this particular story on the road to Emmaus. They weren't really able to see really what was going on. They were having a walk, they were going somewhere, and unlike in our culture, we drive in our cars, and so we don't really talk to people, we just blame them for being bad drivers, right? So you remember there are people in the car, you always have to remember that when you get frustrated, and they're in just as a hurry as you are and distracted and maybe didn't have coffee, you know, so. But in Jesus' time, they all walked everywhere. And so it wasn't unusual for you if you were on a road to travel with strangers, often to travel in groups because there were bandits and others that might try to take advantage of your traveling. And so they're there and they're traveling with people. And they have this conversation, and they have a conversation about Jesus, and then when they do what Jesus had told them to do in order to remember him, suddenly it's revealed that they're with Jesus. And so you might say, well, how did they not know? How could they not have seen? How did they not really pay attention? And I think, well, how often is it that we don't really notice stuff, or we don't really know? Have you ever been around someone who's really famous? Have you ever gone somewhere and you think that might be them, but you're not sure? We were somewhere the other day, and one of the KU basketball players was there. They're kind of obvious because they're like 500 feet tall. And my son saw this really tall man. He said, "Is that one of the basketball players?" I said, "Probably." But it was kind of hard because he didn't look quite the same. But what about that in the spiritual life? In our opening collect, we have this beautiful little message that says, God, open our hearts, open our minds that we might see. How often are we unable to see God in our life? How often are we unable to see the miraculous around us? Think about that for a minute. I think when we start to learn the faith, we think we know everything. And when we're young, we might read the scriptures, or we might get knowledge about anything about the world, and we think we know everything, right? So maybe at 15, we thought we knew what was going on, and then we find out a little bit later that maybe that's not how the world worked. And then at 21, we really think we know everything, and then we find out at 25, we really didn't. And then at 30, sorry, Ben, you really think you know stuff, but then you get a little older, and you get to my age around 45, and you think you really know stuff now, right? Because you're halfway through. But then you get a little older, and I'm sure I'm going to find out other things. I'm going to see things differently. I remember my grandmother saying something about how quickly time goes, and she said, and I thought this was brilliant, when she was about 97, and she said, you know, the longer I live, the more time I have to compare with time, and it just keeps getting faster. So a week when you're a little kid, of course, seems like forever. And a week when you're a little older doesn't seem like much, and as you even get older, a week just seems to fly by, right? So sometimes our perceptions can fool us. Sometimes we might not see what's really happening. In a few moments, we're going to baptize Carter. And Carter's maybe just old enough that he's going to remember a little bit of this. He might remember the day being with his family, and he might remember wearing a tie and having a good time. But we don't know what's going to be revealed to him, do we? We really don't know what God's going to call him to be in his life. We can't predict today exactly what's going to happen, where he's going to go, who he's going to meet, what kind of relationships he's going to have. We can't say any of that. And yet, we're going to make some amazing promises. We're going to talk about giving him faith as a gift. We're going to ask and promise that we'll continue to break bread, just as we hear in the scriptures, that we might know God, that we might know Jesus. We're going to say that we're going to seek after justice and respect the dignity of every human being. We're going to make really radical promises about what it means to live as a Christian in the world. And we'll do this on Carter's behalf, and as he grows, more and more of that faith will be revealed to him, just as it's being revealed to his parents today and his grandparents and all those who are with us to celebrate this great occasion. So I want to challenge you this week as you go about your life to think about where God might be trying to speak to you, to try to be more open to where God is. I think it's a hard thing to do, and sometimes it's really easy to not always realize how God is speaking to us. Do you remember ever being with someone and hearing wisdom and not getting it? But later in your life, you wish you could talk to that person again because you realize what they were teaching you was so important. I think sometimes in our relationship with God, we have to work to be open to receive what he's offering us. And sometimes that means slowing down enough to listen, turning off the cell phone and the computer, going for a walk, sitting still for a while and taking breaths, sitting with the scripture long enough to let it soak in. Because more often than not, God is eagerly seeking us. God is putting messages all around us and asking us to listen. And the apostles said, oh, if we'd only known a little earlier, we would have asked and had more time. But they run to tell others that they had encountered Jesus. So this week, be open. Let God reveal himself to you. Because the messages are there everywhere that we go. Amen.